Hey guys, guess what? Doctors in the House are back!
Yay! Finally back!
So happy to have all the doctors back to answer all our health-related questions because we have so many.
That's right. We'll be focusing on a different theme every month, guys. And this month, we'll be touching on the health concerns upon hitting the big 4-0.
Yeah, and I'm sure one of many concerns is exercise, you know? Yeah. Is there such a thing as too much exercise?
Yeah,
especially when you hit 40?
I always thought so. Here to address that today is Dr. Andrew Dutton, orthopedic surgeon from Mount Elizabeth Hospital. Welcome, doctor.
Hey.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, doc, is there such a thing as too much exercise? Please say yes.
So we don't have to do it?
No, I don't think there is anything such as too much exercise. Essentially, as long as you gradually work up to it and you're properly conditioned and train and will look after yourself, I think you can
keep on going, anything
you want.
That's bad news, doctor. Is there such a thing as too little exercise from an orthopedic point of view?
Yes, definitely. With too little exercise, what happens is you get muscle deconditioning, you get joint instability, you actually develop what we call osteopenia, which is where the bone becomes a little bit softer.
Huh.
Yes.
So actually, getting too little exercise is much, much, much worse than getting too much exercise.
Exactly.
Which there's not even really such a thing as that.
Oh, so we have to remember that.
You have to remember that. It's healthier. You got to get out. You got to keep moving around.
And what are stress fractures?
Stress fractures are essentially small cracks, hairline cracks in the bone marrow of different various bones due to repetitive impact activity.
It's very painful, I guess.
It is, but actually it feels more like a toothache. So it's something that's very dull and gradually comes on with exercise and often lasts for a few hours after.
Does it heal itself, or is this something you should go to the doctor and check it out?
In general, I think that if you rest and take some time out, offload the affected part, then the bone should be able to heal itself.
But I think the problem would be a lot of people don't even know that they have a stress fracture, that their bone is actually fractured, right?
No, not really. Actually, with a fracture...
Jason, stop talking rubbish.
Usually there is quite a lot of pain.
You'd be able to tell. It should be obvious.
You'll get a lot of pain, essentially.
It's like, ouch,
yeah,
I got
it's
a
like
fracture.
A toothache. In
I'm
a
sure you get
it's
a lot of questions like that.
It's that bad.
Yes, it is, yeah.
That's why we have the doctor here, Maddie.
Sure.
We got to find the answers.
I'm just teasing you. So, okay, last but not least, what should I watch out for when picking up a sport after 40, especially if, let's just say, I have all injuries?
I think the most important thing is probably to get yourself checked out by a health professional to assess, you know, the injured body part and to ensure that you avoid any activities which would exacerbate your problem.
Right.
But also they can guide you in which exercises are good for you, which aren't, and, you know, in terms of proper body conditioning, equipment, things like this.
And you have peace of mind as well,
which is
really important.
That's terrific, doctor. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I wish we could talk longer. It was really insightful.
Thanks so much.
So if you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Andrew Dutton, you can WhatsApp 8111777 or log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg.